Eric Crump, tell me about what you're seeing trend-wise in kind of the whole EFB craze, the paper versus paperless, and do you have policies at your school? Do you have DPEs in the area that are necessarily requiring some version rather than the other? I know we have a lot of questions related to what's acceptable. Will certain DPEs absolutely require paper charts versus, iPad, for example?
I will say from the ACS perspective, we were exceedingly careful to make sure that we made it extremely clear in the document that either paper or electronic is fine. Okay, we didn't say that you had to do it one way or another, but we made it very clear that no examiner should be telling you you can't bring your iPad to a check ride. That should not happen. There's no reason for that to happen. If it does happen, then that's an issue that hopefully you can work out with the examiner. And if not, then we need to get some more people involved in it. That's certainly not the intent of the ACS to require one method or another. If you want to plan stuff on paper and you understand it and you can present it to your evaluator and it meets the ACS standard, that's great. If you're going to come in with an iPad and you're going to explain the exact same information and you understand how to do it, that's great too. The problem that I see, and I think this was more when the ACS was first coming out, particularly with private, you'd have students, and we saw this even with the BTS, but you'd see students who would come to the check ride again because somebody had told them that it had to be paper, you couldn't bring your iPad. And so they'd come in having never used paper or maybe seen it one time when they were preparing for their knowledge test, and then try to explain to me as an evaluator their flight plan, having never done a real paper nav log other than for this evaluation, and just tank it miserably. Because, and I will go back to the name of the thing that we're doing. This is a practical test. Practically, if you fly the airplane with an iPad as your primary reference for information, then bring your practical device to the practical test. If you practically do it with paper, bring that to the test. But I'm expecting that your chart data is going to be accurate. All the same requirements still exist, whether it's electronic or paper. And from an evaluator's perspective, and I'm interested to hear what Jason and Todd have to say about this, it doesn't matter to me. All I care about is that when I ask you the questions I need to ask you, you can explain to me the information I need and it meets the ACS standard. Then when we get in the airplane and we're going to that first checkpoint and I give you a diversion and I ask you, how long is it going to take? How much fuel are we going to burn? And how many miles are you going to cover? That you can give me an answer that you can support with data. I don't care how you did it. I just care that you met the standard.
I'd love to add on to this, guys. This is something that's actually relevant to a couple of practical tests I've even had recently. And I'll add, even as examiners, we have specifically been given instruction by the designee standardization branch that basically says, thou shalt allow your applicants to bring digital charts. Now, it is also certainly within the wheelhouse of questions we can ask to say, so what happens if your iPad battery died? What are you going to do as a backup? And we're looking for you to have some sort of a solution for that. It might be, hey, I've got an iPhone as well. It might be, I've got some paper charts in the back that I can grab. It might be, I'm going to call ATC, get an ASR. But I need to see that you have some sort of solution. And it's interesting, I can't tell you I've ever failed somebody for not having a backup, but I have seen even recently that turn into a situation where a failure resulted. I had an applicant on an instrument check ride, and of nothing that I did, he left his iPad on the dashboard and it overheated. And there we were, 3 miles from the final approach fix. He picked up his charts and the iPad was overheated, and he said, well, what do I do now? I said, well, you're the PIC, go ahead and figure it out. In the end, he continued past the final approach fix, didn't descend, asked for a revector, and we were in a Cirrus. And as he went around to continue, he oversped the flaps. So, we have now exceeded a tolerance for the aircraft. So was it the iPad that caused the failure? No, not really. It was the fact that he did something else, but that caused the chain of events in the check ride. So, we've seen it go bad, but I've also seen it go the absolute fantastic way too, where somebody understands the limitations of their device, which is actually a testing item that we have in the ACSs now. If somebody is going to be using digital devices, it's fair to ask them, how do you know if you have current data? How do you know if the device is legally able to be used in the aircraft, which most are for private flying, and how do you know how to get data out of that machine? So it actually opens up some of the questioning. And in some cases, if we think about replanning en route, if I ask an applicant on an instrument check ride or private check ride to plan a cross country for me, boy, doing it on the iPad, if I say, hey, I want to change my route a little bit here, it gets a lot easier than it would have been in the old days if I'd have said the same thing with a low en route chart in the middle of the air and made you start drawing lines and pull that plotter out as you try and fly the aircraft. So it's a really interesting time we live in with the data that we have on these. And if you have an examiner who's telling you, no, you can't use these on the check ride, I think it's time to ask for a little discontinuous of the check ride and maybe reevaluate how that's going to go. And the examiner's probably going to have to work with the skills a little bit so that they know you can as well.
Todd, what would you, what are the trends you're seeing right now in paper versus EFB use?
I think I'm seeing mostly both. So I'm seeing folks sit down with an iPad with a paper backup, which I think is the perfect scenario. That's just my opinion, obviously not ACS derived, but if you're going to be an iPad guy or an EFB guy, make sure that you pre-flight your device and make sure it's got everything that you think you might need for that flight. And I ask that in the oral and the ground portion of the check ride if I see the applicant utilizing a certain app or whatever they like to use. Another thing I see a lot too, especially like in a diversion exercise, is the student immediately goes heads down on their iPad and they're tapping away, and then every once in a while they tap something they don't want, and it turns into a little bit of a distraction. So be careful with that, because remember you have to fly the airplane first. So as they're trying to get us to plan B, we're descending at 500 feet a minute and we're in a 30 degree right bank. So, be careful with that as you're going to use your iPad. I'm all for it. I think it's definitely the wave of the future. And it's, in my opinion, a lot safer. You just make sure you know how to use it and it's going to work properly. And you need a plan B for sure.
Eric, I want to add one piece to this, because I vividly remember a flight with you and Hal and I. There is an exception to the number of backups, because I do remember a flight where I had two iPads, and between you and Hal and I, there were seven on the flight. You don't need to carry that many. A reasonable backup's probably enough as well.